to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. And I want to say a very happy day for a very special occasion today to me and my bride. And so we are very thankful for God joining us together, for keeping us together, and the fact that we get to celebrate all of God's goodness together. And so happy anniversary to the love of my life today. And we'd also like to say thank you to the folks of Wyrick Air. Wyrick Air is based in Rockledge, Florida. They have decades and decades of experience in dealing with sales, services, and repairs of air conditioning and heating systems. They are very, very good at what they do. They specialize in residential settings and light commercial settings. They do even provide emergency service when necessary. By the way, I will tell you, several years ago, I had to help one of our ladies in the church. She no longer lives in the area. And I had to help her find someone. It was after hours. It was after hours on a Friday. And It wasn't an air conditioning and heating system. It was another very specialized area. And after what they charged her for what they did, I was like, first of all, I will do whatever's necessary to not have to go through that. I would go get a hotel room for the weekend if I had to. But second, just because a company advertises emergency service doesn't mean that I want to pay emergency prices. I had a situation where I called somebody and they said, okay, this is how much it would charge. I would have to charge if I come out right now, or we can wait a couple of days. And I said, let's wait a couple of days. Wyrick Air doesn't take advantage of people. They are there to help solve problems, not create problems. They strive to provide a great service at a great price, and they may be a great resource for you. It is summertime now. It is going to be hot for the next several months. Make sure your AC is serviced properly, that it's ready to roll, so that you do not come home to a miserable thermal situation in your house at the end of the day. Pastor Dennis has got decades of experience, but he's also got a great business ethic. He brings the values of the word to his company and to his customers. They may be a great resource for you. Wyrick Air, they're based in Rockledge, Florida, 321-632-9538. License number CAC 182-1309, and we thank them for being friends of the Refresh radio program. So my name's Bob Arthurs. I do want to apologize for anyone who may have come yesterday expecting our fellowship dinner. I had mentioned that last week, but we had a situation where we had a funeral and there was a meal that followed, and you know, we just wanted to make sure that we did not overwork our people, and some of them are on tight budgets, and fixing dishes for, you know, 40 or 50 people 2 days in a row just would have, you know, not been a great thing for their long-term financial or physical situation. So we will have fellowship dinners again. We'll have something for our men here in a few weeks. But do want to invite you out to our service this weekend. We got evangelist Bob Fisher, who's going to be with us, and he will bring an anointed word, a word that is impactful, and we're looking forward to meeting his bride of, I believe it's over 60 years now, maybe 50 years, close to 60, but we're looking forward to meeting her Sunday morning, 10:30. We look forward to them being in church with us on that day. We'll be celebrating our church's anniversary. I believe, let's see, this will be anniversary number 74 for the church. And so we're thankful that we are still able to be a blessing to the community, to be a blessing to God, to be a blessing to our family, be a blessing to the church, be a blessing to the community, be a blessing spiritually, relationally, and any other way in which we can. We're still doing that after 74 years. Let's go to John chapter 5 today. John chapter 5. We're getting ready to launch into Jesus' second most assuredly statement. Here in John chapter 5, there are actually two of them linked together. I'm going to read verses 24 through verse 30 today, so seven verses. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death to life. Second, most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has granted life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. I can of myself do nothing, as I hear I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. So again, whenever you see verily, verily, or truly, truly, or most assuredly, it's not that Jesus is saying the other words aren't important, but what he is saying is, pay attention to this. You need to understand this. These are people who are trying to persecute and kill God the Son, who has come at the command of the Father to bring salvation and to make their life everything God wanted it to be. And they are fighting him. They are seeking to eliminate his active ministry and his influence in their day and time. They are literally seeking to do themselves physical and spiritual harm by depriving themselves of God's divine intervention in their life. I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound wise to me. I need all the help I can get, especially when it comes from God. I need all of God's help that I can get. And Jesus here in two occasions, he said it in verse number 19. He says it again in the passage that we read down here in verse number 30. I can of myself do nothing. I don't have my own personal agenda. I'm not out here winging it as I go. I am operating in unity with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, and we are operating from a foundation of love, a foundation of holiness, and we are working together. And so this is what he says, verse number 24. I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life. In these passages, Jesus makes it very clear that there are two spiritual conditions that are going on. There are people who are spiritually dead and there are people who are spiritually alive. Someone said, I am nowhere near the original source of this. Jesus did not come to make bad people good. He came to make dead people alive. And the good news is, in this life, we get to experience that from a spiritual aspect. In an eschatological or end times event, it's going to become a very, very real resurrection from the dead. In fact, when Jesus was raised from the dead, there were other righteous saints who were resurrected and began to journey throughout the city. The graveyard wasn't a creepy place. It was a place of divine intervention. It was a place where people were going around and saying, "You will not believe the story I've got to tell you." If that happened, the resurrection of Jesus and the effects of that resurrection were not done in secret. There was a buzz. If there would have been major television coverage, there would have been major news coverage. There would have been, if it was, social media had been in that day, can you imagine the videos that would have been going around of all of the things that were taking place because Jesus had triumphed over death, hell, and the grave? In order for that transformation or that passing from or passing over from death to life, in order for that to take place, there is responsibility on behalf of the believer. That's not Bob saying this. This is Jesus' words. He says, "I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him," capital H, that's referring to the Father. So there is personal responsibility, and that means that there's going to be personal accountability. Accountability is a dirty word in many people's vocabulary, but I would be doing you an injustice if I did not make you aware that there is a day of accountability coming, not just for pastors, not just for believers, but for everybody. And the truth of the matter is, people who are spiritually alive are supposed to act differently than those who are spiritually dead. They will participate in different things. They will operate from a different foundation. They will live for God's given purpose instead of their presumed purpose. The things that fascinate the world will not fascinate them, because the things of this world that are deemed most valuable have little to no value when it comes to heaven. But the things that are valuable in heaven are priceless and precious even here on earth. So what are our responsibilities? If we're going to pass from death to life, there's going to be evidence. And it's going to be indisputable evidence. The first thing is, we have to listen to God's word. We've got to prioritize God's word. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where someone was standing in front of you and they were talking and you could hear the sound of their voice, but you weren't hearing the words that they were saying. A lot of people have that same tendency when it comes to the Word of God. I believe that we need to feast on the Word of God. And so you need to read the Word of God on a regular basis. Now, I'm not just saying that from a religious standpoint. There were actually people who fought against believers having the Word of God in their own language, And I will never understand that. Are there possibilities that people can misinterpret? Yes, that happens a great deal. It happens a lot right now. I've had discussions with people in the past, and they were talking about a particular passage, and it's like, look, you are not understanding that passage the correct way. And I don't just go, and that's my automatic default position. The position that they had taken was a direct violation of the Ten Commandments, and so God's never going to contradict his word. So I know that their understanding of that passage was incorrect. There are benefits from reading the word of God. There's a study out there that says if you read the word of God once a day, this is what happens. A little bit of difference, a little bit of improvement. Nothing really earth-shattering. What happens if you read your Bible twice a day? Well, it's a little more. What happens if you do three times? Well, a little bit more. But what researchers have found is that if you read the Word of God 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 days a week, not only does it become a habit, not only does it become something that has a life-giving benefit to you, but it changes your heart. All of a sudden, your language begins to change. Your behavior begins to change. Your attitude begins to come into alignment with the Word of God. So hearing here is not something that is passive. When I was in Bible college, we had to, an Old Testament survey, we had to listen to the entire Old Testament over the course of a semester. Or we had to read it. It was also granted to us by the professor that we could actually listen to the Bible. Because I was a procrastinator, I started pushing that to way too close to the end. And I had 3 cassette notebooks, I believe it was 3, of the Bible being read by this British narrator by the name of Alexander Scorby. And I could listen to the Word of God. He did say, you've got to be in the same room. You've got to be. And so you were going through. It only takes about 80 hours for the average person to read from Genesis to Revelation. Some people can read quicker. Some people can read slower. But on average, about 80 hours, if you read it out loud, if you read it just with your eyes, you would be able to just read it, peruse through it. You would be able to read it probably in less than 2 weeks' time if you adopted that as your full-time job. So the excuse that I just don't have time to read the Bible, but I've got time to watch hundreds of hours of streaming programs, that really doesn't hold up. This hearing is not a passive hearing, but it is an intentional hearing, as if we are hanging on Jesus' every word. We're hearing so that we can understand. That's simply different than putting yourself in the position where there is noise going on, and the noise is going into your ears, but it's not going into your heart, not going into your mind. So when we are actually activating our spirit of hearing from our spirit, hearing from our soul, not just hearing with our ears, we are supposed to believe the word. But I want to carry that just a little bit further. We're not just supposed to believe the word we hear, we're supposed to believe in God the Father, who intentionally spoke the word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So many people live as if there is no personal activity on their part that is going to either benefit or have negative consequence to their spiritual journey. And quite frankly, that just doesn't align with the Word of God. We make choices each and every day. And I pray that you will choose to hear the Word of God and believe the Word of God and believe in God the Father. Not all voices are created equal. There's a song that was a long time ago by a group called Casting Crowns, and it said, I will choose to listen and believe to the voice of truth. So many people approach the Word of God as if they're supposed to dissect it to find fault with it and find reasons why other voices are supposed to be given higher credibility than the Word of God. I want you to understand that is not the way we are supposed to approach the Word of God. We approach it as if the Word of God is of the same power, of the same, or from the same God who said, let there be light, and bam, there was light throughout the universe. That's the Word of God. That's how we're supposed to listen. We're supposed to say, look, I may not understand everything, but I understand that God is God and I'm not. I understand that God is God and politicians aren't. I understand that God is God and the media is not. I understand that God is God and he's an expert in every field. And so if I will listen to him, if I will believe him, even if I don't understand, if I just say, you know what, I believe that he can make it happen, then I'm going to elevate and exalt his word above other voices, and it's going to result in life for me instead of being trapped in a helpless position of lifelessness. So we need to believe that the Word of God comes from the God of the Word. And when that happens, expect supernatural things to take place in your life. You can expect it. You all of a sudden, dead areas of your life are going to be raised back to life again. And the great other benefit of that is that when that happens to us in a spiritual sense, when we've exalted the voice of God, all of a sudden we are not going to be living in fear of judgment, because we have a healthy, holy relationship with God the Father. So, I have a pastor that I worked with, was before we moved to Florida, and he has one of the most creative minds of anyone that I've ever run across in my entire life. If you tell him that something can't be done, he will turn right around and show you how it can be done. And his wife was telling me here a few years ago that she was interacting with some people, and she had hired them to do a job. The pastor I work for, he's on up there in years now. She had hired him to do a job, or hired some men to do a job, and they said, what you're asking can't be done. And she said, listen, here's what I know. that if that man says that something can be done, it can be done. And they said, we're the experts in this field. It can't be done. She said, hold on, I'll be right back. And she goes and she gets my pastor friend, brings him out, and he says, okay, this is what I want you to do. And within just a matter of a few minutes, that which could not be done was accomplished. A lot of people only know how to do the things they've always done. But if there are people who understand that God gives us creative ideas, then we will say, you know what? I've never seen it done like this before, but I believe that if God said it, it's going to come to pass. I pray today that 2026 would not be just a mundane year, not just a routine year. I pray that it would be a year of spiritual vibrancy in your life, in your family. And there's a couple of ways that we can see that happening. And that is, first of all, that we avail ourselves of the opportunity to feast on God's word on a consistent basis. And as we do, believe that word and believe in the one who spoke that word, and you are going to find that all of a sudden areas of your life that may have been lifeless, you might find yourself in a lifeless career, you might find yourself in a lifeless relationship, but if we will feast on God's word, we're going to have the wisdom of God. We're going to have the power of God. We're going to have reverence for God, awe of God. And I'm telling you, where God is, vibrant things happen. Powerful things happen. He is not just sitting on the throne taking a nap. He is sitting on the throne, ruling and reigning and proclaiming words of life to humanity. And we are so blessed. You've got umpteen different translations that you can read from. Not all of them are the greatest, but you've got preaching, you've got sermon tapes, you've got resources on the internet and things like that. Please, let's not starve ourselves spiritually. Let's feast on his word, believe his word, and believe in the God who spoke his word, and we will have a vibrant 2026. See you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.